welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It's Thursday, July 22nd. You know, a lot of people are picking up stakes and moving. And some of you guys have been writing in and asking us questions about what you need to do to think about preparing for a move, or what you should consider if you're living in one place and looking at a job somewhere else. If that's the case, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And if you're on our website, if you're on jillonmoney.com, just hit the contact button. And don't forget to tell us if you'd like to come on the air, because we would love to have you join us and ask your question yourself. Mark does all the rest. It's really easy. So what we're going to do is we are going to go on a trip from LA to Florida after this.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
All right. So this is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. I'm Jill Schlesinger. I'm a certified financial planner. I'm the CBS News business analyst. My cohort here is Mark Talercio. He is the executive producer. He is also a certified financial planner. Mark, are you ready to consider a move from Los Angeles to Florida?
Oh, I'm just glad it's not me.
That's so scary to think about moving cross country. I've moved about a bazillion times, but never that far.
That I've done. I went from New York to Arizona.
Then Arizona back.
That's right.
I have never really moved myself. I would say maybe there was one time when I moved from Providence back to New York, but I'd already moved most of my stuff. Moving's awful. It's so stressful. So let's go and hold someone's hand through this process. This is Ryan from Los Angeles, and we're going to try to help him figure out what steps he needs to take to make this move a little bit easier on him. Okay, Ryan from LA, what's on your mind? How can we help you out?
Hi, Jill. Longtime listener. So excited to be talking with you. Just like everybody else on the podcast recently, my wife and I are about to jump into our first home buying decision, and we're getting a bit of analysis paralysis between the different options. So we've been looking into condos, which would be a lot less expensive, wouldn't stretch our budget as much, and would leave us with a lot more sort of free capital to leave invested. But the downside being they don't seem to grow as much. It's not as good of an investment, and there's a lot of what ifs with special assessments and things of that nature. And then our other options would be a townhouse, which I think also wouldn't really raise in value as much over time as a traditional single family home. And lastly, a single family home, but that would take up basically all of our non-emergency fund investment money.
Oof. Okay, give us the background, Ryan. How old are you?
So my wife and I just turned 30.
Oh, congratulations. How do you feel about being 30? Did it freak you out?
Boy, mixed feelings. But you know, it could be worse. You know, we're at a good place in life. At least we're in a place where we can purchase a house.
Right. Exactly. And let me just tell you something. It gets better. The whole decade thing, I'm telling you, every decade gets better. So you are going to be richly rewarded by just getting through it. 30s are a little bit, you know, it's challenging. Got to do a lot of growing, but you're going to get there. Ryan, you and your wife both work.
We do, yes. So I work in technology and she works in healthcare.
Okay.
We're both bringing in a pretty good salary. So I'm bringing in around 170 and she's, with full time, she'll be bringing in a little over 100.
It's amazing. It's like, I can't find a house to buy on 270 grand a year. It's unbelievable. It's like, that's how crazy this market has gotten. Are you buying in California? Are you going somewhere else? What's happening?
So that's a big part of the decision too. So we're actually moving back home to Miami, and because of that, my wife is actually going to have to find a new job. So not only is she finding a new job, but it's also at a new level So she's going from a registered nurse to an NP, which is going to be, you know, a whole different job pool. So there's a little bit of uncertainty.
Wait, I got to ask a dumb question. So do you make more or less money as a registered nurse or a nurse practitioner?
More money as a nurse practitioner. So the nurse practitioner is like the master's degree level.
And I gotcha.
The registered nurse is the bachelor's level.
Do you have kids?
We do not.
Planning?
Eventually.
Okay. Not, but not like hot, not years. Hot, not too hot to do it. Not like, oh my God, we're going to, she's pregnant this second and we are going to have triplets. We got to get a house.
Yeah. Thankfully we're not under the gun for this decision. Like, okay. You know, like that.
Okay. So let's keep going here. So you make 270 grand together. There's going to be a little bit of a weird period of adjustment. How much money in your emergency reserve?
So right now we have about 22,000 in emergency reserve.
What do you figure your expenses are?
Our expenses currently in California are about $3,000 a month of just miscellaneous expenses, and we pay $2,500 for rental, and then our car's already paid off.
You're really like at $5,000 or $6,000 a month, right?
Yeah.
Let's just do the simple math for a second, Ryan. So $6,000 a month times 6 or 9 or 12 is more money than you actually have in your emergency reserve fund. But there's a but, I think, which is, What's in the house fund right now?
So the house fund right now is about $150,000.
And it's in cash?
Investments. So it's in taxable investments.
Okay. How much money do you guys save in retirement?
We both max out our retirement.
And so 19.5 each.
19.5 each. And we currently have combined $250,000.
Awesome. What do you have to spend to get into the single family house that you really would want to be in for a while?
So, you know, in Miami, in a good neighborhood for a small sort of starter home, we're looking right around 600.
How about a bad neighborhood? I'm just kidding. So
that is not much less, which is bizarre.
So we would have to essentially drain the house fund for the down payment, throw 30 grand in the emergency reserve fund and like go from there. Right. I mean, that seems like, I don't know if I'm really game for that. Could you buy a house? Like, I'm a little bit worried that like you end up saying, yeah, I'm going to buy this house. It's going to be great. But then you're going to live there. Then you're going to have kids. And then you're going to be like, no, we got to be in this place. Or my sister-in-law lives here and we really want to be there. So are you sure? Can we find a $600,000 house that you'd want to be in for like 20 years? Or 10 years.
I think 10 years, probably. 20 years, most likely not.
Okay. But this would be, in your mind, this would be a starter house and you would need to move up a house at some, or a space, whatever, at some point, right?
Yes. So, you know, my sort of long-term vision, which I know might be a bit controversial for you, is that I'd really like to move up to a larger house and then rent this house, sort of start a secondary income stream with passive income.
Great. I mean, if you can do it, that's great. We have to get you in the first house to start that game plan. I don't have a problem doing that. I just think I have a problem because if you don't have liquidity, it's hard to do that.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back, and you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I think the condo townhouse idea is a bad one for you guys. I'm going to tell you that right now, because that's like this interim step that seems like, why? I'd rather you rent, because I bet you can rent pretty cheaply relative to buying the condo or the townhouse. Is that right?
So what we were looking at, you know, sort of like single family house rental is actually significantly more than the mortgage would be.
Well, then that doesn't make sense. The question is, could you rent like a condo or a townhouse is what I'm asking.
Yeah, we haven't looked into condo rentals quite yet.
Look, if you can buy cheaper than you can rent the same thing, then it's you buy, okay? But we have to compare apples to apples. I wouldn't buy a condo or a townhouse right now. Florida's a weird market. There's always a newer condo or townhouse that comes along and devalues what your condo or townhouse is, which is why it has a good rental market there. So I would look to see, how about if we rent to, you know, get ourselves there in a condo or a townhouse? Now, I could get into the house purchase, but I'm worried that you are going to really be thin, meaning that, you know, you put your 120 grand down, right, to buy your $600,000 house. By the way, this taxable account, if we go this route, you've got to sell everything in it. So what's the capital gains on that account?
Oh, that's a good question. I've actually not explored that yet, but it should be all long-term capital gains.
Okay. So, but you got to pay the tax. So you might not even end up that much money. You might end up owning a house with 30 grand in your emergency reserve fund when we really know you need closer to 50. How do you feel about that?
It makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, it also feels like I have a foot on the bus, you know, like at least we're moving towards somewhere that's gaining equity.
Mark, do you have an opinion on this whole game plan? What are you thinking? Mark asks a very good question. How's the cash flow? So once you max out your 19.5 each, do you have extra money to save?
So currently, that's actually a more interesting question. Currently, because my wife is working hours on and off as she's finishing up her master's degree, she's bringing in a lot less money than normal. Mm-hmm. So our free cash flow at the end of the month is anywhere between $1,000 and $1,500 that we're putting away right now. But because she's graduating on Friday, which is very exciting, we're expecting much higher cash flow.
Well, that might change the scenario, which is first of all, you know, I don't know how long this is going to take, but it would be great if you could, you know, as her income rises, as you sock away more money and you could replenish this and get your emergency reserve level up to a decent amount and give you some comfort. That does give me some comfort. You know, look, I got to tell you, for me personally, Jill talking to you as just not Jill certified financial planner, but Jill person in the street, there's no way I could manage this myself because I am too wimpy. I understand that it is a hot market and I understand your desire to get into that market and to be part of it. And I understand that things are really a little bit cuckoo right now in the housing market. I do think things will be settling down a little bit. I would have a hard time not having a big chunk of money in savings, even just to do a move, because I think moving is expensive. Okay, you're moving closer to family to be in Florida?
Yes. So the house that we're buying is excitingly equidistant between my family and my wife's family. So they'd both be about 20 minutes away.
Oh, very nice. Either of you have families that might help you a little bit with your house down payment?
Yeah, my family has given us $5,000 towards the house down payment. And, you know, they might be able to help us if more help is needed.
And when you first get to Florida, are you going to stay with one or both with either of these folks? Or are you planning to do this all in one fell swoop?
We were going to do all in one fell swoop. I don't know how many things we can change all at once, but we're going to try to change all of them.
My God, I'm nervous. I think you could do it. Okay. I personally could not do it. If I'm Ryan and I'm, you know, you and your wife, what I would probably do is I would sock away a bunch of money as quickly as I could. I would try to beef up that emergency reserve fund to have closer to like 50 grand in it. And I'd want the taxable investment account. I really would just be a little bit more liquid. I'd figure out what tax was due. I'd make sure I put that money in the emergency reserve fund. And I would not move until I had some of that built up. And even if it took me an extra 6 months to get there, it wouldn't bother me. Now, if you are like, oh no, we got to move. I got the things, everything's in motion. We got to do this immediately. Then what I might do is I might move and do the worst thing that you could possibly do to your life, but it's worth considering, which is two moves. You rent for 6 months or a year, and then you try to buy once you get there, which is horrible. And if you just want to do it in one fell swoop, what I would be careful about is number one, figuring out what is exactly the capital gains that will be due next April. And as you do this, as you move forward, I think you say to your parents, we absolutely want to do this. We might need another 10 grand to help us. and you tell them right now that you might need that help. Don't get it from them. Just say, we might need it. And then you have a tiny bit of a cushion. I don't think this is like the worst game plan in the world. It's just hard for me to talk about it because it's so antithetical to me because I'm such a wimp. Now, Ryan, could you potentially move there? Could you rent for 6 to 12 months while you sock away money, while your wife gets, you know, in her new position? Does that feel like awful to you?
You know, it's not that bad to me, though. I do fear it sends a less desirable message to our parents, which is that, you know, we're not as invested in, you know, our move to Miami, or not as committed in our move to Miami as
Why do you care about what they think? What do you mean that they're not committed? What are you talking about? You're moving across the goddamn country. What more could you do? I mean, come on.
That's fair. That's fair.
What kind of families do you have? I need to know ethnicity right now. Are these some like weird first generation vibe going on here?
Yeah. My wife is first generation Ecuadorian.
Aha. Uh-huh. There we go.
That's a good question mark. Oh, man.
I mean, Mark wants to know like how someone's going to actually come down on you for being a little more conservative. I mean, it is... Listen, maybe they're all going to say, well, we want you so badly. Here's 30 grand. I don't know. Tread carefully, my friend. That's what I can tell you. I think you're putting a lot of pressure on yourselves. I don't know if I would do that. But if you feel like you can, then I would put them on alert that like, we're going to do this. It's a little skinny. If you want us to come sooner rather than later, we may need your help. That's all. We're going to be awesome. We're going to be making 300 grand a year. It's going to be great. But we're going to have this weird interim period of somewhere between now and 12 months from now, where we could be tight, depending on whether she gets a job, where we settle. One thing I do know for sure, if you're going the house purchase route, you better not spend more than 600. That is at most what you could spend. It would be really great if you could do 550.
Okay. Yeah, that's great advice. And, you know, I also have some good information too, is that my mom's an avid listener of the podcast as well. So thank you so much for asking me for her.
That's good. Mom, listen, mom, give us a holler. Tell us what you think. Stay in touch with us and let us know. Okay.
I will.
All right, Mark, I feel very comfortable to move from LA to Florida, whether it's for your in-laws or your parents or whatever. People move for all different reasons. Where is the place you'd like to live?
In this country, there's no place I'd live other than New York City.
Really?
Oh, without a doubt, 100%.
I would move anywhere for a little. I mean, when I say anywhere, I mean any city. But
really?
Yeah, totally. I would move in any city.
The only other city I could possibly see myself living in America is probably San Francisco.
Oh, too small. I know. Everyone's like, oh, you're gay. Why don't you move to the Bay Area? Forget about it. I tell you where I would live. I would live in London. I would not. So that's not
well,
the US.
Well, yeah. If you're going outside the US, sure, I can.
But
get
in
places.
The US, I feel like I could live anywhere for a year.
Not
especially
me.
The places where I actually know folks. So I'm thinking that I loved when I went to Minneapolis. That was awesome. I know, cold winters, but I like that city.
I think going there and living there are two different things.
All right. You're probably right. Anyway, come visit New York, open up your wallets, spend wisely, but have fun. And we'll be happy to go anywhere you want to take us. So give us a holler. It's askjill@jillonmoney.com. askjill@jillonmoney.com. Mark, that's Mark Talercio. He's our executive producer. We are brought to you by the fine folks at Viacom CBS. And if you would like to do something nice for someone else today, that is something that we here at Eye on Money encourage you to do. And think about our mantra for 2021, curiosity, compassion, community. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.